Books on Tape presents What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, a Memoir by Elin Harris, read by Richard Allen. Introduction. I wanted the first line of my memoir to be brilliant, something poetic that would linger after the final page had been turned. But I have learned that life brings you only lightning-like bursts of brilliance, and they are rarely lyrical. There is no other way to say it. I tried to kill myself one humid summer evening. Thank God I failed. It was August 1990. After the day's heat had broken, I wandered around my one-bedroom Washington, D.C. apartment, hopelessly depressed. Even though it was the beginning of a new decade, I was wondering how I had survived the previous two. I had been depressed before, but never to the extent I felt the days preceding that night. I drank a bottle of Korbel champagne and then made a call of desperation to my favorite aunt, G, and her son, Kenny, a minister who lives right outside of Atlanta. I mumbled on for a few minutes about how bad my life was. They told me they loved me, but I already knew that. They told me to trust in God and pray. I told them I would try to feel better, even though I felt God wanted no part of me. In my state of sadness, nothing I could say could explain how I felt, that my family's love was not enough, and that I had no reason to believe in God, much less live another day. I was convinced that I would die one of the brokenhearted. I moved slowly into my bathroom and took out a large bottle of sleeping pills that I had convinced a close doctor friend to prescribe, because recently I had found drinking was the only way I could get a few hours of sleep.